Partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Low on the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Gamebridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Brian Butcher, engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Welcome to semifinal Saturday in this Big Ten Conference tournament. The Badgers in it for the second straight year. Last year, it was an overtime classic in defeating Purdue. Today, the Badgers square off with the Michigan State Spartans. And before we get things rolling, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers' road to this day began on Thursday with a 72-64 win against Northwestern, and then a 70-63 win against Northwestern. And then yesterday, Butchie, the Badgers were raining threes early and often, 19 out of 32, as the Badgers dropped a hammer on UCLA, 86-70. So is it much to ask if they could hit 19 more today?
Let's ask for 20.
Okay, sure.
Let's not get greedy, but if we're going to give you 19, I like, you know, one more, 20 be fantastic. I have a funny feeling that's not going to be the way. Now, I do think this is a situation when talking about this, we talked about transition, we talked about rebound, we talked about physicality. I think points in the paint are going to, you know, really be an important part of this game. Last game at East Lansing, Michigan State, on any pick and roll that Wisconsin had, guards normally are pulled into the paint. Against Wisconsin, they stayed attached to three-point shooters, which means there is going to be a lot of room in the paint if Wisconsin's going to be able to attack that. So I think that's one thing early on in this game to realize, that Michigan State, they're going to try to take away that three-point line. They did it in East Lansing. Wisconsin just made 19 of them yesterday. I have a funny feeling Tom Izzo is going to say, we're not going to lose that way. We're going to lose a different way if we lose. And I think that's the thing that I take away from watching that game film again this morning, is the way that, you know, Michigan State guarded the three-point line against Wisconsin a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, John Tanjay, who was 6 of 6 from 3 yesterday, was 1 of 8 from three against Michigan State, but there was a lot of company there in firing blanks in that game. Tanjay coming off the 26.9 rebound performance. UCLA coach Mick Cronin telling the media yesterday that that's his player of the year.
Yes, yeah, yes.
That's who he voted for, which I can see why he would, because Tanjay hit him for 12 threes and 13 shots in the two games
against
the Bruins.
Pretty good efficiency right there, exactly.
Well, the Spartans won the Big Ten regular season outright. And they did so, Brian, with just tremendous work. It was one quad one win after another. I was one of those going, okay, halfway, great start, backloaded schedule. And they just found ways to get it done. They have played terrific basketball.
Well, they have, and it starts on the defensive end. The physicality that Michigan State plays with, it's the defensive end and it's the depth. And between those two things, that's why they've been really good. By the way, they've got the young fella in Richardson who's really taken over on the back end of that schedule. You ask, how were they going to handle that back end of the schedule? Did they have a guy that was going to be able to take over possessions, take over games? Well, Richardson has done that, and I think that's the thing that I look at. Remember, first game against Wisconsin, he ends up with 11 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, but got in foul trouble early in that game. Didn't play the first half, or didn't play a lot of minutes in that first half because of that foul trouble. So I'm very curious to see how this plays out in the first half.
The Spartans go 10 deep in their rotation. We've talked about Wisconsin's depth and how effective that has been throughout the course of this season. Michigan State has as much as anybody. It gets 34.5 points per game off the bench. I mean, it's very common if 10 play, 10 will score. That's just how good they have been. And I know the overall analysis that people have had about Michigan State is that Izzo has had teams with more individual talent, although you just mentioned Jace Richardson, certainly on a path to stardom. But, man, you talk about buy-in to the Michigan State way, defend, rebound, run, and whatever your role is, embrace it. Izzo's got a group that seems to be doing all that and then some.
Well, and I think this, as much as we talk about the stars in this game, there is going to be somebody that steps up that we look at and say he was the difference maker. Is it going to come from Wisconsin? Is it going to come from Michigan State? We got 40 minutes to figure that out. But there's going to be, when you have that much depth on both teams, somebody's going to step up that you don't expect to step up.
Michigan State advanced to today by virtue of a 74-64 victory against Oregon. The Spartans and Ducks, it looked like that was going to be a tight game throughout. And then Michigan State broke loose, had a run to turn what was a one-point lead into double digits en route to win number 27 on the year for the Spartans. Keith Kimble, Brian Dorsey, and Randy Richardson are your officials. The Badgers as the 5 seed will have the traveling Cardinal unis in the white trim. Michigan State as the 1 seed in the home white and green trim. Crowd settling in on a Saturday afternoon in Indianapolis. Semifinal Saturday, the second game this afternoon. We'll have Maryland against Michigan. Both of those programs won big last night. And the winners of today will meet tomorrow for a 2:30 tip Central Time for the Big Ten Tournament Championship. So we'll see where the Badgers land here. 5-32 against Michigan State from deep. 19-32 yesterday against UCLA. But Butchie, as you said, maybe some more work can be done inside as well.
Yeah, and I think this is just one of those where sit back, give it a good listen, and have some fun. Because this is what college basketball is all about. Two great teams, great matchup this afternoon. Can't ask for anything better.
Shimon Zipawa will jump center for Michigan State. Steven Crowell, per usual, handles that chore for Wisconsin. The Badgers and the Spartans. Both schools pretty well represented here today by their fans. Toss and tap to Michigan State. Spartans go to our left, and we are underway. Jeremy Fears against John Tanjay. Outside right, feeds Richardson. He's with Blackwell around a Zipawa screen. Richardson, left foul line extended.
Offensive foul on Richardson. Absolutely.
Yeah, the dribble handoff and an early foul on Jace Richardson 12 seconds into the game.
We just said it before. He got into foul trouble in the first meeting between and only meeting between these two.
First possession for Wisconsin as the Badgers will be moving to our right. Blackwell against Fears outside right, throwing to Nolan Winter. He's with Jackson Kohler. Now Max Klesman inside the crowd. It's deflected, stolen away by Zipawa. Turnover Wisconsin. Here's Fears ahead to Jaden Akins on the left wing. Akins bounces to Kohler. Baseline left, reverse pivot. Now puts it on the deck a couple of times, releases to Richardson with Tanjay on him. The freshman against the senior, the grad transfer, and Tanjay Akins almost lost the handle. 10 to shoot. Akins high on the left, brings it out front. Finds Fears, baseline right. Crowd cut him off, and a pass goes through the lane into Kohler's hands. Mid-range jumper left of the lane, no good. Rebound back tapped out to Kohler. Another chance, Michigan State. Richardson, 3-shot right corner, good. Second chance points, and Michigan State with the first points of the day.
Got to rebound the basketball.
Michigan State, a terrific offensive rebounding team, a terrific rebounding team, period. Here's Crowd left of the circle trying to match it, and he's short with a three-try left of the ring. Rebound Michigan State and Kohler. Here's Richardson up the right sideline of the front court for the Spartans. Richardson at the top of the circle against John Blackwell. About a minute and a half gone by, 3-0 Michigan State. Aikens right wing. He'll throw to Fears, catches top of the circle. Tanjay picks up Fears now. Richardson against Blackwell, 10 on the shot clock. Jace Richardson high on the left, leaves it for Kohler. He'll pop it to Aikens on the right side. Left-hand dribble to the line. In the lane, fadeaway jump. Baseline left, no good. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Tanjay. Minute 45 gone by. It's 3-0 Michigan State. Tanjay to the front court. He'll drive it to the line, down the lane to the rim, and he goes up and gets fouled. Tanjay on the attack, and he'll shoot free throws not even 2 minutes into the game.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Right now, Michigan State, their guards, they should be in the paint. They normally are in the paint. There was nobody in the paint, and it was late because John Blackwell was deep in the corner, and they're staying attached to Wisconsin's three-point shooters.
John Tanjay, a 91% free throw shooter. He's on the brink of a school record in free throws made. He hits the first. He has just matched Nigel Hayes with 190 made free throws. Hayes set that mark at Wisconsin in the 2015-16 season as Carter Gilmore will check in for Nolan Winter. Second free throw for Tanjay. It's good, and he has the single-season school record now with 191 free throws. 3-2 Michigan State. We're 2 minutes in. Kohler throwing to Fears outside right. High screen Zapawa. Fears now picked up by Crowell. Fears low on the right, and he will swoop to the rim and flip it up and in. 5-2 the Spartans, 2-10 into the game. John Blackwell throwing to Gilmore high on the left. He'll throw to Tanjay outside left. Thought about it, whips at the Crow instead. Top of the circle, one dribble, a handoff to Klesman. Max around a Crow screen, baseline right, kills the dribble. Zapawa defending. Now Gilmore wraps it to Tanjay with 10 on the shot clock. Tanjay up top against Aikens, feeds Gilmore with a shot fake. Shot clock at 5, Gilly off the left wing in the lane, jumper in the paint. It's good for Carter Gilmore, and it's 5-4 Michigan State. 2:40 into the game. Jeremy Fears will toss to Aikens outside left. A pass to Kohler between the circles. He'll leave it for Fears. Fears defended by Tanjay. Fears weaving to the free throw line. Kicks to Kohler, right corner. Inside feed and a whistle, and a foul is called on Crowell. He got tangled up with Simone Zapawa. First foul on Crowell.
And there's going to be a lot of physicality. That's why you've got it. You can't play with your arms. You got to play with your hips, because what's going to happen is you get cheap fouls like that.
Carson Cooper coming in for Zapala. Cooper, 6'11", junior. And Nolan Winter subbing in for Crowell. Richardson, hard left-hand dribble, down the lane, throws it up left hand, good, off the glass. Richardson with 5 early points, 7-4 Michigan State. Here's Blackwell, inside feed to Gilmore, running the floor. And the hook shot is off the front of the rim over Cooper, the rebound of Michigan State. Here comes Fears feeding Richardson to the right side. Going to Jackson Kohler, top of the arc. Leaves it for Jeremy Fears. Fears with a right-hand dribble. He'll send to Aikens on the left wing. 7-4 Michigan State. We're 3.5 minutes in. Cooper scoops it to Richardson. Richardson at the top of the key. Steps back, flips a three, and that rattles through. Oh, he's feeling it early.
Yeah, wow. That was a heck of a shot.
10-4 Michigan State. 3:40 into the game. Winter feeds Tanjay on the left wing. Tanjay, he'll line it up, takes a three, and
he
that
got
is
fouled.
Yep,
he got
nothing
fouled.
Called.
He absolutely did.
And they play on. Here comes Richardson feeding Aikens. Right corner three is good. And Michigan State's rolling early. Up the floor is John Blackwell, 13-4 Michigan State, 4 minutes gone by. Carter Gilmore throwing to Klesman outside left off the Gilmore screen. Feeds Winter. He tries a three. Much needed three. And it's good for Nolan Winter.
And what an answer there by Wisconsin.
13-7 Michigan State. 15:42 left in the first half. Jaden Aikens at the top off the screen from Cooper. Aikens almost lost the handle. Started to. He was fouled on the play. They're going to get Max Klesman, as we'll have our first media timeout of the game. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And the unexpected happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. 15:37 left in the first half. Michigan State 13, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. The Spartans 3 out of 3 from long range in the early minutes. 13-7, Michigan State leads Wisconsin with 15:37 left in the half.
The first three Michigan State made was off an offensive rebound. And that kind of, again, we've seen it yesterday for Wisconsin. When you see that first one go in, it gives confidence to everybody else. And that, you know, the third three they made from Richardson was just a step back, really tough shot. So now for Wisconsin, still have to follow your defensive principles. If Michigan State's going to bang a bunch of threes, it might be a long day, but you can't give up paint touches and gap drives.
And bounce pass, Trey Holloman, picked up by Jack Jadicki. Inside feed, Carson Cooper, and it's knocked away by Gilmore, but a foul is called as Gilmore flying to the goal. Gilly picks up the foul. That'll be his first. 5 on the floor for Michigan State. Cohen Carr is out there along with Frankie Fiddler. That's in Holloman, Cooper, and Jace Richardson stays in the game. Carson Cooper at the line to shoot two.
You know, it's a tough one, but right there, you have to stay attached to Cooper knowing he did not set the screen. He went to set the screen, slipped the screen. If you're the big, you've got to stay attached. You can't all of a sudden hedge, because what happens is it allows Cooper to go right down to the center of the lane.
He hits the first free throw. He is good with the second. Spartans 78% as a team coming in. 15-7, Michigan State, 4.5 minutes into the game. Kamari McGee up the floor for Wisconsin, throwing to Nolan Winter. Flips to Blackwell. A toss for Gilmore. Refeeds Blackwell on the right side. John's going to try a three, and that's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound back tap. Janicki up to Carter Gilmore, and a second chance for Wisconsin. McGee steps back. He'll try a three, and that's off the back of the rim. No good. Cooper the rebound for Michigan State. And here comes Holloman pushing up the floor for the Spartans. Stops right of the lane and now retreats above the three-point line. 5 minutes in, 15-7, Michigan State. Holloman, a couple of jab steps. Now puts it on the deck to the free throw line. Leaves it for Cohen Carr. He'll toss it back out to Holloman. Sends to Cooper. Refeeds Holloman. Right side, 8 to shoot. Frankie Fiddler off the left wing. Spin move, low on the left. Throws it up off the glass and rim, no good. Gilmore the rebound for Wisconsin.
Last two threes offensively for Wisconsin. Did not like the threes.
Gilmore throwing to McGee, right of the circle. Feeds Nolan Winter. He'll turn to the left side for Blackwell. Blackwell off a ball screen from Winter. A toss for Gilmore. Wraps it right side for Janicki. Janicki off the wing in the lane. Goes to the goal. Layup is good. Good take from Jack Janicki.
That's what you can get. If you keep turning that corner, the last two threes I said I didn't like, they went under the screens and Wisconsin pulled and their feet weren't set. There, Jack Janicki realizes they go under. You can attack that drive.
15-9, Michigan State. 14:05 left of the first half. Cohen Carr leaves it for Carson Cooper at the top. Sends to Holloman. Dribbles off the right wing. Tosses the Fiddler left of the circle. The Omaha transfer leaves it for Richardson. A pass for Cooper. A toss to Carr. 8 to shoot. Carr off the right wing. In the lane. Whips to Holloman. Good look at a three. Left side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Blackwell for Wisconsin. And the Michigan native, the sophomore for the Badgers, Blackwell to the front court. Stops right elbow. Feeds Gilmore. He'll launch a three. Got it. Carter Gilmore, who was 0-for-12 from distance his last seven games, with a triple here, and the Badgers are within three. 15-12, Michigan State. 13:25 left in the first half. Fiddler outside left, throwing to Cohen Carr on the left side. Carr bounces for Cooper at the top, wraps it to Holloman, dribbles off the right wing. Holloman in the lane, fades, flips right hand, bricked it. Cooper the rebound, and he got fouled by Nolan Winsor. Sometimes a shot is so bad it was good. It was an easy money rebound for Cooper, and Nolan Winsor picks up his first foul.
That's exactly what that was, too. That last three by Carter Gilmore, much better. It's in transition. His feet are set. There's a reason that it goes in. And I think that's the one thing early on here. Wisconsin offensively, the threes they've gotten, they haven't had feet set. They haven't come in with rhythm. Yesterday, they had rhythm threes.
Trey Holloman, baseline right, will inbound. They get it into Jaden Akins, covered up by Max Klesman back in the game. Now McGee shadowing Trey Holloman. Holloman off the screen from Carson Cooper. Holloman left lane line, draws, kicks it. Cohen Carr left corner three. Off the rim short. Rebound loose. Grabbed by Klesman. You got Klesman, Tanjay, McGee, Crowell, and Xavier Amos on the floor. And Klesman will launch a three right of the circle. No good. The rebound to Carson Cooper. 12:48 left of the first half. Here's Cohen Carr. Low on the left, throws it up. And no, tipped up and in by Jackson Kohler. 17-12, Michigan State, 12:38 left in the half. Xavier Amos, who played well yesterday, throws to Klesman. He'll feed Stephen Crowell right of the lane. Crowell against Carson Cooper. Back out to Max. Rotates to Amos. Flips it to Kamari McGee on the left wing. 10 to shoot. Crowell throws to McGee. High on the left. Out to Xavier Amos. He'll try a three. Back rim no good. Jackson Kohler the rebound. 12:15 left in the half. 5-point lead, Michigan State. Kohler flips to Cohen Carr, outside lefts. A toss for Cooper at the top of the circle. Leads it for Holloman. Darts it to Carr, back out to Holloman. Loops it inside. Cooper catches. Right of the lane. Backs to the block. Kick out Holloman. Snaps off a three right of the circle. Straight through. Trey Holloman a triple. It's 20-12 Michigan State with 11:50 left of the first half.
Kamari probably dug a little too far on that. Post touch.
Spartans 4 out of 6 from long range. Tanjay blows off the left wing in the lane, scoops it up, and was fouled. John Tanjay able to get the contact, and he'll go back to the free throw line. Jackson Kohler called for his first foul. We're at the under 12 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Cleary Building Corp, built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. And Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. 11:42 left in the first half. Michigan State 20, Wisconsin 12. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Get everything for your next project in Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. And U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 11:42 left in the first half. Michigan State 20, Wisconsin 12.
The only problem with making 19 threes yesterday is sometimes the carryover is we're going to keep letting it fly. I have no problem with Wisconsin shooting the three the way they are. However, I'd love for them to be more aggressive getting downhill based on the way Michigan State is playing you. So your threes will be there, but just don't settle. Break the paint initially, then that's when you get your spray out for three. Right now, there's not enough breaking the paint. When Wisconsin does do that, they're getting to the free throw line or they're getting layups, and they just haven't done that enough of that.
Yeah, John Tanjay just did. He's been the one Badger at the free throw line, was 2 of 2 a couple minutes ago, and he is back at the foul line now. Moving up the charts, he has this season scored 633 points for Wisconsin, third best ever single season in Badger history, behind Frank Kaminsky and Alondo Tucker. First free throw is good for Tanjay. Well, Frank tweeting yesterday, hopes that John breaks the record. Going to have some ground to cover. He's 99 points away, so Badgers could have anywhere between 2 games and 8. Who knows? And Tanjay hits the second free throw, and it's 20-14. Michigan State with 11:38 left in the half. Jeremy Fears back in there, out front. Bounces to Akins, left wing. Matched up with Klesman. Inside feed. Kohler catches. Backing on Xavier Amos. Kick out right side. Fears blows off the wing in the lane. Tough shot is good.
Yeah, really tough shot. I mean, defensively, that's about all you could have done. You were there, took the contact.
And it's 22-14, Michigan State, 11:15 left till halftime. Amos throwing to Klesman up top. Feeds X, left side, puts it on the deck, off the wing, in the lane, swoops to the rim, layup good, it counts and a foul. Oh, big time take and an and one for Xavier Amos as Jackson Kohler commits his second foul.
I don't know what's gotten into X, but I'm all about it. That much I know. I don't know what is going on, but the drive, the take, understanding that the closeout was there and then you can use your speed and quickness to get by the defender.
Kohler out, Cohen Carr is back in. Amos had 8 points yesterday. Free throw is in the air, back rim no good. Cohen Carr the rebound, 22-16 the Spartans. 11 minutes left of the first half. Akins high on the left, he'll throw to Fears between the circles. Apawa on the floor for Michigan State as well. Here's Akins, flips to Apawa top of the circle, he'll toss to Fears outside right. Finds a curling Trey Holloman, right lane line to the rim. Up right hand, no, but a foul as Holloman is sent to the floor. Ryan Dorsey on the call, and it's going to be on Xavier Amos. So that'll be his first.
Now we do see what X did offensively. Defensively, there's been a couple of possessions where he's just out of position. That last possession was one of those.
Trey Holloman, an 86% shooter at the foul line. 6 points against Oregon. It's the first free throw because this year, as much as anything, he's known for that buzzer-beating half-court shot that beat Maryland in College Park. Gilmore in for Amos. Xavier Booker will check in, replacing Cohen Carr. Booker, 6'11", sophomore, from right here in Indianapolis. 10:46 left in the half. Second free throw coming up for Trey Holloman is good, and it's 24-16 Michigan State. Now Holloman will come out. Jace Richardson is back in. Badgers down by 8. 10:45 left in the half. Blackwell right side to the front court. Throwing to Klesman at the top. Klesman against Richardson. Max kicks to Blackwell. Drives off the right wing in the lane. Throws it up and in. John Blackwell. Woo.
I was just thinking, John's got to get himself involved.
24-18 Wisconsin. Booker steps up. A long shot of the air. No good. Rebound. Blackwell had it. Knocked away Zapawa, but it goes out of bounds in the right corner. It'll be Wisconsin basketball.
And I love John Blackwell driving and attacking because he's been quiet right now. A lot of it's defensively. Now, I think he got away with a walk in that last possession, but doesn't matter. It wasn't called, so you keep playing through it. But I think John's got to be more aggressive moving forward here.
Nolan Winter back in there for Wisconsin. He has the basketball. Throws to John Tanjay outside left. Tanjay against Akins. Tanjay to the free throw line. And a whistle, offensive foul on Tanjay. He ran over Jeremy Fears, and that's the first foul on Tanjay.
And this one's a little bit different because I don't think John, like you said, he's got the ball. He didn't get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
Ball's in his hand. That can't be.
That's the point Greg Gard was trying to make. Here's Jeremy Fears, 24-18, Michigan State, halfway through this first half. Akins on the left wing. Akins throwing to Zapawa at the top of the circle. He'll toss it right side for Fears. Fears right of the paint. Throws it up. Off the rim, no good. Zapawa the rebound. Knocked away into the hands of Tanjay. They let him play on. Here comes Blackwell. Left side front court. Blackwell turning in the lane. Shot blocked by Richardson. And then Blackwell is called for the foul, reaching in. Terrific play by Jace Richardson. Blackwell didn't get a little out of control there in a frustration foul. That's the first on Blackwell.
To be honest, man, that was just a really good defensive play by Richardson.
Yeah, it really was.
I can't believe he blocked it.
Yeah.
I thought, great, John's sitting there in a great spot, but...
Yeah, the out of control was after the miss. Was what I'm saying.
Going in. Now, yep. He was driving. He got in. The problem with that foul is what now is Michigan State in?
Yep.
They're in the bonus already.
With 940. Jace Richardson, 83% free throw shooter. Richardson picked up a foul 12 seconds into this game, has not picked up that second yet. 1-1 on the way, and it bounces off the back rim and through.
And you look at what this Michigan State team has been shooting from the free throw line. They're shooting it at 78% second in Big Ten play percentage-wise. They're really good when they get there.
Second free throw is good for Richardson. He now has 10 points, 26-18 Michigan State, 9:38 left in the half. Spartans keeping that separation here so far. Tanjay kicks to Winter. Darts it inside. Kamari McGee low on the left. He catches and finishes.
And there needs to be more of that. Michigan State's going to take away the three-point line. You can get stuff in the paint.
Here's Xavier Booker. Drives off the right wing of the lane. Inside. Lost the handle. Travel. Went out of bounds.
Yeah.
Out of bounds or a walk.
Out of bounds. Travel. There was everything on that one.
26-20 Michigan State. 9:21 left in the first half. Here's Kamari McGee. He had 14 points against UCLA yesterday. Tanjay right side. Steps back. Open three. Good. John Tanjay's first triple today. And the Badgers are within three.
If they're going to go under the screen, you make them pay for it.
26-23 Michigan State coming up on 9 minutes left in the half. Zapawa off the left elbow. Throws to Booker, who's off the right elbow. Gilmore defends. Booker tosses to Fears between the arcs. Janicki defending Jeremy Fears. Directing traffic, bounces to Zapawa, top of the arc. Couple of dribbles to his right, hands it back to Fears, five to shoot, Fears to the line. Run out, Cohen Carr, left elbow jumper, is off the rim short. Kamari McGee elevates for the rebound. 8:38 left in the half, Spartans up three. McGee weaving left of the lane, turns it out to Nolan Winter, deflected by Fears, but the Badgers keep possession. Gilmore throwing to Jack Janicki, feeds Winter for three, and the tie, off the rim, no good, rebound Cohen Carr. Far behind the back on the dribble to get by Kamari McGee. That's what Fears, I should say, inside the right elbow. Throws it up, and they wanted the alley-oop, and it was knocked away, but a foul is called. They wanted Xavier Booker, and a foul coming up against Wisconsin.
And I don't know who they had. They
got on Winter.
That's a second. Yeah. Didn't see a lot there.
No. Xavier Booker will go to the free throw line where he's 81.5%. So Winter comes out with the two fouls. Steven Crow is in. Booker has averaged 5 points a game this season. Missed the front end of the 1-1. The rebound at Tanjay. 26-23 Michigan State with 8:10 left in the first half. Tanjay high on the left. Throws to Crow top of the circle. One dribble leaves it for Jack Janicki. Right of the lane. kills the dribble, pivots, bounces it back to Gilmore. Badgers reset. Tanjay against Carr. High screen Gilmore. Tanjay rocking the dribble, top of the arc, feeds Crowell, flips to Janicki, 8 to shoot. Jack will try a three, and that clipped the front rim, no good. Rebound Trey Holloman of Michigan State.
He can turn that corner.
Xavier Booker throwing to Richardson on the right wing. Richardson defended by Gilmore now. Cooper the screen. Richardson dribbles to the left elbow, leads it for Trey Holloman. Holloman against Janicki, 12 on the shot clock. Holloman retreats. Now gets a high screen from Cooper. Pull up, left elbow jumper, good.
Tough shot.
Holloman with 7, 28-23 Michigan State, 7:22 left in the half. Carter Gilmore throwing to Tanjay, high on the left, blows off the left wing. Tanjay with a jump stop, pivots, fades, flips. Yes.
It's there, Matt. Like, I mean, they can drive the paint a bunch.
28-25 Michigan State, 7:07 left in the half. Booker flips to Holloman, left of the circle. Trey Holloman off the Booker screen, dribbles to his right. Gilmore gets him on the switch. Holloman bobbled it, recovers, gets to Cooper, hands it back to Holloman. He'll try a three, left of the circle, back rim, no. Rebound, Crowell for Wisconsin. Outlet, Tanjay up the right sideline of the front court. Tanjay against Holloman, a step back three, right corner, and that's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Richardson. Quick jack there, you can get that anytime.
Yeah.
Here comes Richardson, leaves it for Holloman, left of the lane, runs it out to Booker, could not handle the pass. It went out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin. Ooh, Booker was wide open and did not look it into his hands. And we have the under eights media timeouts. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 6:35 left in the half. Michigan State 28, Wisconsin 25. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 6:35 left of the first half. Michigan State 28, Wisconsin 25.
And of those 25, 12 of them have been in the paint. And for me, the way that Michigan State is guarding you, you're 3-12 from three. Now, some of the threes you've taken have not been good threes. But you have the ability to attack the paint. Make Michigan State stop you from scoring at the rim. they do that, that's where the threes will come. But they're letting you get to that rim.
Here's Kamari McGee up the floor. High screen Xavier Amos. A toss to Crowell. He'll turn it to Blackwell on the right wing. Blackwell with Holloman. Blackwell fires a three. It's off the rim short. Rebound Jace Richardson. 6:20 left in the first half. Spartans still up three. Richardson high on the right. Good left-hand dribble across the key. Top of the key. Leads it for Holloman. Bounce pass Carson Cooper. Single coverage Crowell. Cooper backing. The double from Amos. A throw to Holloman. They wrap it left side of the wing for Richardson. He'll toss to Cooper. Cooper kills the dribble right of the circle. Hands off to Holloman. In the lane, Holloman gets it out of there to Richardson with five to shoot. Richardson off the right wing. Fade away, right elbow. Off the rim short. Rebound Amos for Wisconsin. Outlet pass to Max Klesman. Right side to the front court. Klesman off the Amos screen. Feeds Crowell. Tosses to McGee left side. Kamari. Bounce pass Crowell left of the circle. Inside feed. Tough pass. Nice catch Amos. He ran out of room. That was tough. Had to loop that over Fiddler.
There was no reason to make that pass. Yep. You weren't going to get anything out of that. X is going down the lane line. He's going to catch it way too deep. And because he catches it deep, he's not going to be able to do anything with it there. There's no benefit to that.
Both teams with three turnovers. So the lead stays at three for Michigan State. 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Frankie Fiddler left of the lane in the paint. Low on the left. One pump. Reverse layup is good. Got around Amos. Fiddler with his first points, 30-25 Michigan State. 5:20 left in the half. Amos throwing to Blackwell. John off the right wing in the lane. Blackwell tough shot, missed, but a foul. And there it is again.
It's there. The way that Michigan State is guarding Wisconsin, I'm going to say it yet again. You are going to have the ability to get to the rim.
They get Carson Cooper with his first foul. John Blackwell at the free throw line, 30-25 Michigan State.
And every time they've attacked with a purpose, they've got fouled. Why? Because Michigan State is hugging the shooters. So when they finally do come, they're coming late, and they're out of position, and they're going to foul you.
This free throw is good for Blackwell as Carter Gilmore will sub in for Xavier Amos. Badgers 5 out of 6 at the foul line. The Spartans are 6 out of 7. Blackwell is an 81% free throw shooter, and the second free throw rattles out. Carson Cooper the rebound, 30-26, the Spartans. 5:10 left in the half. Holloman between the arcs. McGee just trying to be like a glove on Jace Richardson, who had to come and get the handoff. Richardson near the center circle, loops it to Cooper at the top. Cooper and threw it away, and Holloman, although it went off the official,
it's in play.
There's Blackwell staying alive. Shot blocked by Akins, and he taps it to Cooper. What a terrific play by Jaden Akins. Outside left, he'll feed Holloman, throwing to Fiddler. Fiddler to the free throw line, retreats out to Holloman, and after all that, a reset. Here's Carson Cooper. He'll give to Richardson right side. Driving baseline kicks to Holloman. Left corner three. Off the rim, no. Cooper the offensive rebound. Out to Akins. Klesman flies by. Akins missed a three. Rebound to Carter Gilmore after all of that.
Wow.
That was a heck of a sequence. Here's McGee with 4:15 left in the half. A feed to Gilmore right of the circle. Throwing to Klesman right wing. 4-point lead, Michigan State. Max driving down the lane to the rim. Layup good for Klesman. Again on the attack. 30-28, Michigan State. 4 minutes left in the first half. Fiddler throwing to Richardson, and that is swatted out of bounds. We'll have the under four media timeout. Anybody who doesn't think these games matter, you needed to watch that last sequence.
Absolutely.
A moment ago. Hey, fans, don't miss your chance to preview the 2025 football season for the Badgers and meet the team at the Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase presented by UW Credit Union. Set for Saturday, April 19th at Camp Randall Stadium. All your ticket information, log on to uwbadgers.com. 3:56 left in the first half. Michigan State 30, Wisconsin 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill. Complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Badgers have been down by as many as 9, now down just 2 with 3:56 left in the first half. Michigan State 30, Wisconsin 28.
When you look at it, what they've continued to do here, the reason they've been able to cut into this lead is they've attacked the paint. And I've continued to say it a lot, I know, but it really is. It's wide open there. And realizing it, sometimes it takes some time to do that. And I think they've finally realized what they can get. We'll see how Michigan State reacts to it, because at some point they're going to have to. But big 4 minutes here to finish out this half when you look at what needs to happen. Defensively, stay locked in. Michigan State offensively kind of out of rhythm a little bit. A lot of it's been because of Kamar McGee and what he's been able to do against Richardson. Their catch and their pickup points have been way near half court. So now Michigan State's offense is operating farther out than they normally do. So when they're getting the curls, they're curling at the three-point line instead of curling at the free throw or at the elbow. So it changes where they're operating from.
John Tanjay with 9 points leading the way for Wisconsin. Jace Richardson has 10 to pace the Spartans. Tanjay comes out there with Crowell, Gilmore, McGee, and Klesman. Yeah, a heck of a sequence on a bad pass that went off an official, so it was still in play. Blackwell was driving for a layup. Aikens with a block, and it was They didn't call goaltending.
Now that's super, super slow-mo, but that should have been a goaltend.
But they didn't call it, so you can't review it. Here's Michigan State on offense. Carson Cooper hands off to Jaden Aikens. Hard left-hand dribble to the free throw line in the paint. Kicks at Fiddler. Right wing, dribbles off the wing, spin move, fadeaway, baseline right, rattles, out, no good. Rebound tipped and gathered by Tanjay with 3:38 left in the half. 30-28, Michigan State. Tanjay high on the left. Aikens defending, a throw to Gilmore. He's with Fiddler. Gilmore hands off to Klesman. Max takes a look, tosses the crowd, feeds McGee on the left side. Kamari to Gilmore, top of the circle. Passes off to Tanjay, 8 to shoot. Loops it into Gilmore. Carter against Fiddler. Right block. Runs it out to Crowell for 3 in the lead. It's off the back rim. No good. Fiddler the rebound. Knocked away. Gets it back. And here comes Jeremy Fierce for Michigan State. Ahead to Fiddler. Head of steam. Down the lane. Tough shot. Left hand. No good. And Cooper got the rebound but landed. Oh.
Well, no, they called a foul.
They called a foul on Klesman. Yeah, he landed out of bounds. But they'll say he was helped there by Max Klesman. That's going to be 2 on Max.
And Max is in the right spot here. The problem is because it was, again, a missed shot, as soon as Cooper leaves his feet, Max continues to go into him. And it's a really tough situation. I think it's the right call.
Yeah, leaned into him a little bit. Jack Janicki is in.
I mean, Max needed to sink on that, which he did. But as soon as Cooper, because it was such a bad miss, more or less, that's what happens.
Team foul number 9, a 1-1 for Carson Cooper, and he'll earn the bonus as the first rattles through. 31-28, Michigan State with 3:04 left in the first half. All three of Cooper's points coming at the free throw line. Second attempt is good. The Spartans helping themselves at the foul line. Cooper comes out. Shimon Zapawa back in. 32-28, Michigan State. Coming up on 3 minutes left in the first half. Carter Gilmore scoops it to Tanjay high on the left and a whistle off the wall. They're going to get Cohen Carr for tagging Gilmore. That's the first foul on Carr. And it'll be number six on Michigan State.
Next one will send Wisconsin to the bonus. But it's, again, keep putting pressure. That's a great just a slip by Carter.
John Blackwell, baseline left, will throw it in. Badgers trail by four, 2:57 left in the half. Inbounds pass sent out to Crowell, outside left. Stevie with, swings it over to Gilmore. Shot fake top of the circle. Now it's Janicki. Tosses to Crowell, left of the wheel. Leaves it for Tanjay. Tanjay, long three, left of the circle. Money. John Tanjay, his second three, and it's 32-31 Michigan State.
Michigan State went under the screen. He got his feet set. Much better three.
2.5 minutes left in the first half. Carr hands off to Richardson. Back in there for the Spartans. Now Fears. Dribbles right lane line. Stops. Pivots. Tanjay's on him. Zapawa has it. Top of the circle. Hits it out to Akins. Shot clock at 10. Akins around a Zapawa screen. Now a throw to Fears at the top. Five to shoot. Fears against Crowell. A jab step. Fears puts it on the deck. In the lane. Runs
traveling
it up. He walked with the ball.
He did.
He walked with the ball. Turnover Michigan State. With 2:11 left in the half, Badgers back on offense, down by one.
If I'm Wisconsin, I'm getting back to the side pick and roll yet again with Big Steve to see exactly how they guard that, because John Tanjay's been able to get out of, you know, some really good action out of it.
John Blackwell bounces.
There they are.
Crowell right of the circle. Now Tanjay high on the right around the Crowell screen. Feeds Gilmore. He'll try a three. It's off the rim, no good. Long rebound. Crowell runs it down right corner. With a minute 55 left in half. Now Blackwell, strong take of the lane. Blocked inside. Lou Tom Izzo upset. And so is Jeremy Fears in the restricted area, I think, there. Izzo claiming that there was a push off from Blackwell. Not going to get that. A lot of acting going on right now. A lot of animation.
There might have been a push off. Let's just be completely honest.
Yeah, and then Fears just kind of lost his balance.
And I don't know what they're reviewing.
Well, because they haven't had a review yet today.
Yeah, I don't know what the review is.
They're going to check on some contact up high, I guess. I don't know if there's. We have a minute 53 left in the first half. It's 32-31. Michigan State leading Wisconsin. So the officials right now are having a meeting away from the scorers table. Well, we had like 32 reviews yesterday, 30 of them coming in the first minute of the second half of the game against UCLA.
I tried to catch what they said. I did not hear what they said and what they're trying to review here.
Checking the restricted area here, and that's the issue here. They're looking for anything flagrant. I don't see anything there. It looked like, you know, Fears with that left arm was getting around the hip of Blackwell, and then they're checking Blackwell with the forearm. Did that get up too high on Jeremy Fears?
I don't. I love this game so much.
However,
but this part right here really is tough. I mean, and I get it as a viewer, I get it as a listener. I understand that, because I'm watched this now how many times now. We haven't had the official tell us exactly what the review here is. Now I'm assuming they're looking at John Blackwell for an F1 to a forearm. That's what I'm assuming here.
But I don't, if there was anything dead ball too, because that's what. That factored into a call yesterday, but did John Blackwell get away with the push off? Yeah, he probably did, but the push off was to the chest.
That's what
it wasn't
right,
up like, high. So the review continues. In the meantime, we'll remind you there's a minute 53 left in the first half. Michigan State 32, Wisconsin 31.
And what's a really good college basketball game right now?
Yeah,
like, I mean, this is a really good, and this is it what I anticipated being.
And this is really where there's got to be a time limit here, because they're just.
I don't.
You know, you have two officials at a time looking at it. They bring in a third. I mean, this is all stuff that could be done in less than 60 seconds. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel here. Yep. You can love something and hate some things about it.
This is a great game, but here's the thing: everybody in college basketball knows that this is something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
This isn't,
and it's really
everybody does.
It's a deal where,
and it's not, I'm not saying the officials have an easy job here. There's a lot of contact there. There's a lot. I mean, John's pushing off. It's there. Like, there's a lot going on to work through here for the officials. By no means is it an easy job. In general, this is the area where the game does need to be fixed. And we are going. This is now way too long.
Yeah, it is. Well, a free timeout and a half, maybe two timeouts and a half.
We might need to have warm-up lines for crying out loud.
This rain delay brought to you by. A dead ball contact technical is what they're calling on John Blackwell. So that was my last guess, as we saw that yesterday.
Then it's an offensive foul. Let's play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they call it a dead ball.
They call it correct.
Being committed.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. So Blackwell will shoot the free throws, and then there will be the contact technical assessed to Blackwell. And that's the second foul, by the way, on John. Yeah. A minute 53 left of the first half. So Blackwell by his lonesome at the free throw line. A sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. And he is straight through with a free throw. And this game is tied at 32. One more coming up for Blackwell. Second attempt is in the air, and that rattles out. No good. Blackwell 2 of 4 at the foul line, and now Trey Holloman will come in. I guess by the razor's edge of the definition, a contact technical, but that was like 1/1000th of a second after the whistle was blown that there was, unless there was somebody else involved, as the free throw is no good from Trey Holloman. He has one more coming. He is 2 of 3 now at the foul line, an outstanding free throw shooter, 86%. Second free throw is good, and now Michigan State leads 33-32. Point of interruption, all of this, it'll be Michigan State basketball.
Okay, now let's play some basketball.
Now that we've reinvented the wheel, clock running.
And it does go round and round.
It still goes round and round. Here's Holloman to the front court against Jack Janicki with Blackwell out now. Akins hands off to Carr, throws to Holloman. Off to Zapawa screen. Now Cohen Carr left of the lane, gives off to Akins. 12 to shoot. Holloman for Zapawa outside right. A handoff to Jace Richardson. Cuts off the wing to the free throw line, slips it inside. Zapawa knocked away. Turnover as Crowell has it. 1:25 left in the half. Spartans up 33-32. Stephen Crowell outside left, gives to Janicki. Jack left wing, feeds Crowell, whips to Gilmore, high on the right, back to Stevie, open three, left of the circle, book it, and the Badgers take the lead. First points of the day for Stephen Crowell. 35-33, Wisconsin with 1:05 left of the half. Trey Holloman at the center circle against Jack Janicki. Holloman off the Zapawa screen. Still pounds the dribble right of the wheel, gives off to Akins. Sideline right, soft bounce Zapawa. Up top, flips to Trey Holloman, drives off the right wing in the lane, pushed it up, short, rebound, back tap, gathered by McGee. 42 seconds left in the half. Badgers up two, and with the ball, Crowell gives off to Tanjay. Tanjay against Zapawa. Tanjay sizes him up, on the attack, in the lane, one pump. Oh, throws up an impossible shot because he knew he would draw the contact, and he did. Missed the rim by about a mile and a half, but he drew the contact. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, contact.
I mean, it was wicked.
Yeah.
he'll live. Not a whole lot.
You'll take it. Hey, Badger fans, you take it. Yes. I'm going to say that.
First foul on Zapawa, by the way.
Yes. First foul, yes. Yes, foul. That's what that was, yes.
So they say.
So, yes, yes.
31 seconds left in the first half. Tanjay with the first free throw, and it bounces in. He's 5 of 5 at the line.
That being said, when you drive to the paint and put pressure at the rim, you do get some of those calls to go your way. And that's what Wisconsin's done, and that's why you got that whistle.
13 for Tanjay. Make it 14 as he hits both free throws. Cooper in, Zapawa out, 37-33 Wisconsin. 30 seconds left in the first half, and now Tom Izzo will take the use it or lose it timeout. And while they do that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
28.3 seconds to play in the half, 27 on the MSU shot clock. Wisconsin 37, Michigan State 33. As the Spartans, who started hot, are now cold.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, they haven't had a field goal in the last 5 minutes, and I think a lot of it's been defensively. Wisconsin's been in gaps. Michigan State hasn't knocked down the threes like they did to start the game. They've tried to drive. There's been Badgers that have been in the gaps, and that's why they've had success.
Janicki, Tanjay, Gilmore, Crowell, and McGee on the floor. Cooper, Owen Carr, Jace Richardson, Trey Holloman, and Jaden Akins out there for Michigan State. Richardson, front court sideline, right, will inbound. In a Holloman. Holloman, edge of the center circle, throws to Richardson, who has 10 first half points, 8 of them coming very early. Richardson out high.
Wisconsin in the zone.
Yes, they are. That 1-3-1. Holloman surveys, loops it back to Richardson. Shot clock at 10. Holloman probing, stops left elbow. And they invite him to take it. Won't take the dare. Now Richardson baseline right in traffic up left hand. Short. McGee the rebound with 3, with 2. Here's Kamari with 1. Out of his hands, too late, and off the top of the glass anyway. The first half comes to an end as the Badgers go into lockdown mode. Michigan State without a bucket, the final 5:27 of the first half.